Again, it's us. Okay, so Franz and I get to give the message today. And full disclosure, we are not pastors. We are not preachers. But we have been praying for you guys and praying about what the Lord would have us to share. And we thought that sharing our convictions and sharing the gospel would be a fun way to also share about how Mission Track IA works. So we thought it would be kind of a cool opportunity. You know, Revelation talks about how in heaven every tribe and tongue and worship is going to be incredible because we're going to hear these different languages. And one of my favorite parts about going to a different country is going to church because I love to hear how different people worship. So we thought this morning we might give you a little bit of a taste of Haitian church. So we have prepared a 6-hour sermon, if that's okay with you guys. Just kidding. Yes. So that is a very real part of Haitian church, is that you show up about 6 or 7 and you're there till 2 or 3 in the afternoon on super uncomfortable benches. But our favorite part is the different languages. You know, Franzi, that's what he does for a living here in the States, is he interprets, and that's how we are able to support the mission as well. And we love languages. So we thought, what if Franzi shared in Creole today, and then I'll translate. So if you don't understand what Franzi's saying, it's okay. It's because he's speaking in a totally different language. And then I'm going to translate. And that's just going to give you guys a glimpse of what Creole church looks like, what church in Haiti looks like. I promise it's only going to be about 20 minutes. Totally joking about the 6-hour thing. And then also, just to throw out there, I did tell Franzi, if you don't like how I translate anything, please feel free to speak English. So he is allowed to speak English this morning. So.
Because I speak 7 languages, so when I'm trying to speak in English, sometimes I just put other languages in it without knowing, and people will be looking at me like, and I'm like, oops, sorry. So, like, before I say something, like, right now in English, I have to think in Creole and French and Spanish and Arabic and all those languages that I speak before I get it to the language that I want it to be. So sometimes I mess up, so that's why we're going to have Jimmy interpreting for us this morning. Jenny and I is that we look at the example of Paul in the Bible. Am I English now?
You go for it.
I'll just sit back and enjoy. Yeah, we look at the Bible because Paul is a great example of where God took him, where God put him, and where he got. At the end, he said, "I fight the good fight." So to say that and looking at where he was, that's a long way, and it's a big step to be able to say that I fought the good fight. So when we're looking, Nabgadina Matthew 25.
So we're going to take a look at Matthew 25 this morning. If you guys have your Bibles, you can turn with us. Verses 31 through 34.
I'm going to read in French real quick, and Jenny would read hers in English. It says, Lorsque le Fils de l'homme viendra dans sa gloire avec tous les anges, il s'assiera sur le trône de sa gloire. Verset 32. Toutes les nations seront assemblées devant lui. Il séparera les uns avec les autres, comme les bergers séparent les brebis avec les boucs. Et il mettra les brebis à droite et les boucs à gauche. Alors le roi dira à ceux qui seront à sa droite, « Venez-vous, qui êtes bénis de mon Père, prenez possession du royaume qui vous a été préparé dès la fondation du monde. Car j'ai eu faim, vous m'avez donné à manger. J'ai eu soif, vous m'avez donné à boire. J'étais étranger et vous m'avez recueilli. J'étais nu, vous m'avez vêtu, j'étais malade, vous m'avez visité, j'étais en prison et vous m'avez vêtu vers moi. Les justes lui répondent au Seigneur, quand avons-nous vu faim et quand avons-nous donné à manger à soif et quand avons-nous à boire? Quand avons-nous vu étranger et avons-nous recueilli en nu? Quand avons-nous vêtu? Quand avons-nous vu malade en prison et sommes-nous allés vers toi? Et le roi leur répondra, je vous l'ai dit en vérité, toutes les fois que vous avez fait ces choses à l'un de ces petits de mes frères, c'est à moi que vous les avez fait. Ensuite, il dira à ceux qui seront à sa gauche, retire-toi de moi, mauvais, allez dans le feu éternel qui a été préparé pour le diable et pour ses anges.
Okay. So I'll read it in English. It says, "The Son of Man will come again in his great glory with all his angels. He will be king and sit on his great throne. All the nations of the world will be gathered before him, and he will separate them into two groups, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. The Son of Man will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to the people on his right, 'Come, my Father has given you his blessing. Receive the kingdom God has prepared for you since the world was made. I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was alone and away from home and you invited me into your house. I was without clothes and you gave me something to wear. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me.' Then the good people will answer, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and give you food, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you alone and away from home and invite you into our house? When did we see you without clothes and give you something to wear? When did we see you sick or in prison and care for you?' Then the king will say, 'I tell you the truth. Anything you did for even the least of these people here, you also did for me.' Then the king will say to those on his left, 'Go away from me. You will be punished. Go into the fire that burns forever and that was prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was alone and away from home and you did not invite me into your house. I was without clothes and you gave me nothing to wear. I was sick and in prison and you did not care for me.'"
Okay. Verset qui plus pour attention à moi-même.
So the verse that sticks out to Franzi the most.
C'est verset 40 là.
Was verse 40.
Jésus pas mentionné ces moun qui chrétien qui était tout tourné ou bien qui était dans prison qui était mangé. Il seulement dit moun qui était dans prison.
Jesus didn't necessarily say that the people that were in need were Christians. He just said people that were in prison. He didn't say that they were already believers, that they were in prison.
Verset 40 là dit chaque fois ou fait ça yo pour yon moun qui pi piti.
So verse 40 says, "I tell you the truth, anything you did for even the least of these people here, the least of these people here, be sure to notice that it says the least of these people, not
c'est pour moi fait.
You did it for me.
Moun n'a pas besoin catholique ou pas, protestant, baptiste, pentecôte.
They didn't have to be Catholic, they didn't have to be Protestant, they didn't have to be Pentecostal or Baptist.
Yo pas besoin noir, blanc, rouge, marron, chocolat.
They didn't have to be a specific color, red, green, yellow, chocolate.
Li seulement dit moun.
He just said people.
Parce que dans tout ministère Christ sur la terre,
in all of Jesus's ministry here on earth,
c'était servir moun.
It was to serve people.
Et d'après analyse PAM,
from what I understand from the Bible,
Jésus était plus prêché dans action que parole li.
Jesus preached more in actions than in his words.
L'ité prêché en pile, l'ité parlé en pile.
He spoke a lot. He talked a lot. He preached a lot.
Mais c'était façon de traiter moun qui était un impact plus pour moun qui pas même connaître Jésus ou bien pas de chance tendre l'elle t'a prêché pendant t'es sur la terre.
But what impacted people the most is how he treated people. It was the impact that he had on people while he was here on earth that people noticed more.
Okay. M'après aller rapide pour nous capable aller dans Acte 18, 3 à 4.
Okay, we're going to take a look at Acts 18, 3 and 4.
Et comme il avait le même métier, il demeura chez eux et il travailla, ils étaient faiseurs de tentes.
Because this is verse 3. Because they were tent makers, just as he was, he stayed with them and worked with them.
Okay. Paul discourait dans les synagogues chaque sabbat et il persuadait des Juifs et des Grecs.
So this is, we've jumped ahead to Paul. It says, every Sabbath day he talked with the Jews and Greeks in the synagogue, trying to persuade them to believe in Jesus.
Okay. So, rete la, kembe verse sa, men nou pou ale nan Acte 20, 30, 35.
So we're going to jump around just a little bit, but try to remember Acts 18, 3 and 4, and then we're going to jump to Acts 20.
Verse 30 à 35.
Verse 30 through 35.
Ok, OK, verset 20 30 pardon. Excusez-moi. Verset 30 l'a dit.
Verse 30 says.
Gen moun k'ap leve parmi nou. Et qui s'élèvera du milieu de vous des hommes, des enseignants, des choses pernicieuses pour entraîner les disciples après eux.
Okay. Also, some of your own group will rise up and twist the truth and will lead away followers after them. So be careful. Always remember that for 3 years, day and night, I never stopped warning each of you and I often cried over you.
Andrea dit, et maintenant, je vous recommande de Dieu et la parole de sa grâce à celui qui peut édifier et donner l'héritage à tous les sanctifiés.
So verse 32 says, now I'm putting you in the care of God and the message about his grace. It is able to give you strength and it will give you blessings God has for all of his holy people.
Dans verset 35, il dit, je vous ai montré toute ma manière que c'est en travaillant ainsi qu'il faut soutenir les faibles.
Verse 35, still Acts 20, says, I showed you in all things that you should work as I did and help the weak. I taught you to remember the words Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Se rappeler les paroles du Seigneur qui a dit lui-même, il y a plus de bonheur à donner qu'à recevoir.
That's
36. N'ap jambe très rapide dans Acts 6, verset 9. Là.
So,
non, Galates 6, verset 9.
So. Okay, Galatians 6, 9 says,
Galates 6, verset 9 dit, ne nous lassons pas de faire le bien, car nous moissonnons au temps convenable si nous ne nous lâchons pas.
So Galatians 6, 9 says, we must not be tired of doing good. We will our harvest of eternal life at the right time if we do not give up.
Okay. On est dans Hébreux 13:2.
Hebrews 13:2.
On promet m'pa pleu toute Bible là en seul ko.
I promise I'm not going to read you the whole Bible this morning.
Hébreux 13:2. Okay. Lydie, n'oubliez pas l'hospitalité, car en l'exerçant, quelques-uns ont logé des anges sans le savoir.
Remember to welcome strangers, because some who have done this have welcomed angels without knowing it.
Passez en bas, moi, ça qui dit ange. Songez-moi ça qui dit ange.
Okay, remember the word angels.
Anges, pas seulement les bons dieux, voyons les anges qui ont des ailes, descendent sur la terre, etc.
Angels aren't necessarily people that have come with wings down on earth.
Elle pas mentionné tout c'est moun ki l'église que bon Dieu avait seulement comme ange.
And it also doesn't say that it's only people in church that have an angel with them.
Mais c'est chaque moun ki gon ti kal bon Dieu en dedans qui représente un ange et un moun bon Dieu ka utiliser pour aider un autre moun ki bon Dieu veut.
But a lot of times it's people who believe in Christ that have a little bit of God in them. That represent the angels.
C'est-à-dire ni moi ni vous, nous chaque cas ange que bon Dieu utilise n'importe l'élevé pour servir peuple.
So in a way, we're all being used as angels for the Lord. It just depends on how He wants to use us each day.
Okay. Nous allons aller dans 1 Corinthiens 13:13.
1 Corinthians 13:13.
Ces trois choses demeurent, la foi, l'espérance, la charité.
So these three things continue forever, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love.
The greatest is love. Le plus grand de ces choses, c'est la charité. Charité, let me say that in English right now, it's what we would translate that. Charity, it's like when you take care of someone, you help someone. In our culture, the way I put it, love was not just love by itself. Love is love. It was like before. But when you plus that with patience, it's equal love. You may like someone, but you don't love someone. But when you're patient enough with someone, that's when you love them. Because you're patient with them to change. Because God has been patient with you to change to be the way he wants you to be. That's love. And that's why his son will come and die for us. So that's what is love. Nabrali, très rapide dans Matthieu 25, 23.
Back to Matthew 25.
Il dit que son maître lui dit, c'est bien, bon et fidèle serviteur, tu as été fidèle en peu de choses, je te confierai beaucoup, entre dans la joie de ton maître.
So Matthew 25:23, the master answered, you did well, you are good and a loyal servant. Because you were loyal with the small things, I will let you care for much greater. Come and share my joy with me.
Okay. You know, mo Jenny, moi avec Jenny, nous aimons ces mots qui est fidèle.
One of mine and Jenny's favorite words or things to say is just be faithful.
Quel que soit gens ça est, restez fidèle.
No matter what's going on in our lives, just be faithful.
Li ka facile pour pas fidèle parce que pas rien qui facile ou pour le faire pour bon ou pour le faire pour bon Dieu qui est facile.
Sometimes it's easier to not be faithful, but the truth is that a lot of times when we're working for the Lord, we have troubles so that we can be faithful.
Et raison que nous pas fidèles quelquefois c'est parce que nous peur souffrir.
Sometimes we're not faithful because we're afraid of suffering.
Nous peur perdre ça nous gain nous kembe dans main nous.
We don't want to lose the things that we hold close to us.
Pendant que bon Dieu gon l'autre bail qui pi gol vle ba nous mais nous embarrassé à ça nous gain dans main nous.
Even though the Bible says that if we let go of things and we stay faithful, God is going to give us greater things.
Paul, l'el te nan ministère bon Dieu.
When Paul was in ministry,
li vin pa gen moyen ase l'église ki te supporte l pou l kapab fè voyage.
He didn't always have enough money to continue traveling and sharing the gospel.
Li tourne nan al fè tente pou l kapab supporte ministère bon Dieu li même personnellement.
So he came back and started making tents so that he could sell them and support the ministry.
C'est ça fait Jenny, moi même avec Jenny, nous quoi, c'est ça fait nous retourner aux États-Unis pour nous capables de travailler, pour nous capables de supporter le ministère que bon Dieu confie nous.
So this was a big conviction for Jenny and I, and that's why a few years ago we moved back to the States to work full time and do the same thing that we're asking others to do, is that use your hard-earned money to get behind things that Mission Tech Guy is doing.
Job ça nous gagne, c'est pas job l'autre monde, son job bon Dieu by moi même avec Jenny.
The job that that Jenny and I are doing with Mission Tech Guy, we know that the Lord gave it to us. It's not for other people.
Moi même avec Jenny qui doit rester fidèle là-dedans, fait tout ça nous capable pour nous faire job la marcher.
So we're trying to be faithful in that, getting jobs and doing things that we can do to be faithful and make sure that Mission Tech Guy continues on.
Même Jésus là terre.
Even Jesus when he was here on earth.
Il était travail même pour être capable gagner petit moyen.
He also worked so that he would have natural resources to go and do ministry.
You know, bagay ki peut-être anti Jean paraît fou que moi imagine fait tout récemment.
One thing that Jenny and I do that probably looks crazy to a lot of you.
Nous te gon ti kay, ou vle bay histoire ça.
Sure. We purchased a house back in 2017 when we were pregnant with our little guy that's downstairs, and we sold it when the market got really awesome, and that's one of the reasons we were able to put the nursing home or the roof on the nursing home is because we decided that, I mean, the market is great, let's sell this house that we fixed up. And so we sold it, and we put the roof on the nursing home. And a lot of people have thought that was a little crazy, but it's what we felt like the Lord was calling us to do.
It kind of sounds crazy, isn't it, right? But bon Dieu, t'es fidèle avec nous.
It sounds crazy, like you said in English, but the Lord has been faithful to us.
Pour qui ça nous pas fidèle envers.
So why can't we be faithful to him as well?
Dans même Matthieu 25, 23.
In Matthew 25, 23.
Si ou a propre l'église là,
even si, if you're cleaning the church,
rete fidèle, fais le bien.
Stay faithful, do it well.
Ou a prêcher l'église là, rete fidèle, fais le bien.
If you're preaching on a Sunday morning, stay faithful and do it well.
Job c'est dans domaine prier pour moun, rete fidèle, fè le bien.
If your gift is to pray for people, stay faithful and do it well.
Quel que soit job bon Dieu ba
whatever job God gave you in his ministry,
fè le bien.
Just stay faithful and do it well.
Parce que gen yon sel bagay bon Dieu pral di.
There's one thing that God is going to tell each of us.
Lo gade nan même Matthieu 25:23.
Matthew 25:23.
Li seulement dit bon et fidèle serviteur.
It just says you are good and a loyal servant.
Li pa di rien encore.
Doesn't say anything else. There's a period after the word servant.
Oui. Bon et fidèle serviteur.
You are a good and faithful servant.
Li pa di côté où tu failli dans route là, gen baga ou pa te fait bien, gen ba ou te fait bien.
It doesn't mention the times that we fell off track or we weren't faithful.
It
just says good and faithful servant. I will care for you with much greater things. So this is your reward.
Question pour nous poser.
So now the question for each of us to ask ourselves this morning, when we stand before God, what's he going to say? That's a question that Jenny and I ask each other each morning when we get up. Are we going to be faithful today?
C'est ça qui conduit chaque jour. Qui gens nous ca fidèle chaque jour dans toute ça affaire.
That's what drives us each day in ministry or here is to continue to be faithful so that we hear those words in Matthew 25.
En Haïti faire ministère pas vraiment facile.
Ministry in Haiti is not easy.
Parce que en pile monde quoi en pile l'autre grand organisation qui gagne.
There's a lot of larger organizations than Mission Tech.
Yo seulement bay corps ou ben bay manger.
They just are able to give money and give food out.
Mais yo pas enseigné intégrité.
But they don't teach integrity.
Yo pas enseigné pour fidèle envers bon Dieu.
They don't teach the people that they're working with to be faithful to God.
Même pasteur qui responsable yo.
There are some churches that are also involved in Haiti.
Pasteur pas vivre une vie côté que pour fidèle là ouais exemple là.
Those pastors don't always live a life that is a good example to the people in their church. I don't love preaching. The only way that I can preach is by my actions. The way that I love people, the way that I treat people, the way that I handle my relations with different people. Sometimes we have Haitians in Haiti that ask Jenny and I, why does our mission or why do our lives look different than other ministries? We always say, Jesus had 12 disciples. They were all different. Judah wasn't the same as Peter. He wasn't the same as Paul. So that's why we're following Paul's example.
Pour nous capables rester fidèles dans ministère bon Dieu.
So that we can stay faithful in God's ministry.
J'aime te dire pour finir matin.
Like I said in closing this morning. Always remember these words.
Est-ce que je suis fidèle?
Am I being faithful?
Et si moi t'es fidèle?
If I'm faithful.
J'aime dire dans verset 23.
Just like it says in Matthew 25:23.
Bon et fidèle serviteur.
You are a good and faithful servant.
Moi t'es confiant dans petit bagaille.
I trusted you in small things.
Moi t'es confiant gros bagaille.
I'm going to trust you in larger things.
Now, keep thinking of how big that's going to be. Some things we've never seen before. We don't know what heaven really looks like. We have an idea, but we don't really know. Now think of how big that's going to trust us with. And if we are good stewards, is that the right word? Yes. Good stewards with little things. He has bigger things. We call that a spirit of monkey in Haiti, is that monkey may have two bananas on each hand.
A bunch of bananas.
To give to the monkey. The monkey ain't willing any of the bananas because it's so focused on the little ones that they have. Let's stop thinking or holding the little things that we have on earth and keep thinking of what we're going to receive when we go to heaven. So, and débarrassez-nous de toute bagaille la terre.
So let's let go of all the things here on earth.
Pour nous capable recevoir gros bagaille bon Dieu gagne.
So that we can continue to receive the big things that God has for us.
On rete fidèle.
Let's stay faithful.
Que bon Dieu bénisse nous.
God bless you.
Good. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much. What a wonderful message. I was thinking about exactly what you were saying, you know, giving away what we don't really need here on earth. And we all have too much, right? We all have too much. And so think about what we can do with that. So thank you very much, Franzi and Jenny, for teaching us a good lesson this morning. I appreciate that. Father God, we thank you for this day, and especially what we have learned from Takaye. Bless them as they continue reaching others for Christ. Thank you for sunshine, friendships, love, and the beauty of your Son, Jesus Christ. You are perfect in all of your ways, and thank you for loving me. Help us to just be grateful and thankful today. Amen.